California has suffered more than 5,000 wildfires this year, and we've only reached the beginning of the season. Just last week, more than 10,000 firefighters were battling blazes throughout the state, fires largely fueled by already dead, dry trees. But many of those trees aren't dying of old age. They were killed by one tiny culprit, the bark beetle. It's a native pest that chews its way through evergreens, sometimes making its way through 100,000 pine trees in a day. There are currently more than 66 million dead trees in southern Sierra Nevada alone, ready to burn. KLW's Angela Johnston reports.
If you need help finding dead trees and bark beetles, Tom Smith is your guy. He works for the California Department of Forestry and Fire, identifying and managing tree diseases and pests.
I'm just a bugs and rot man.
A bugs and rot man.
And if you want to find bugs and rot close to the Bay Area, Smith says head up to Mount Diablo in Contra Costa County. So I meet him there, in a parking lot at the base of the mountain. He points up a steep hill to a green pine forest, blemished by brown, dying trees.
They are evergreen trees. When they're brown like this, they're dead. They're not coming back.
Smith grabs his pocket knife and we hike up the hill.
What we've got here is actually the northernmost stand of culture pine in California. And it's getting really walloped by what are called Ips engraver beetles.
Ips engravers are just one of many species of bark beetles. The big one in California is called the western pine beetle. That's the beetle Smith believes has killed around 66 million pine trees.
It's a lot of dead trees.
Usually 1% of trees die each year due to insects, disease, overcrowding, or fire. Right now, Smith says we're dealing with annual mortality rates in the 25 to 80% range. Climate change and the past 4 years of record drought have made the trees weaker.
And the bark beetles really like trees that are under stress, and the drought puts the trees under stress. We're going to go up here and then turn.
Okay.
And it's up.
That's fine.
Okay.
We eventually reach a group of small pine trees. The needles on some of them are green. Others have a singed look. Their branches droop. Some have no leaves at all.
In fact, we might be able to see if we can see some beetles on them. What happens is the beetles actually attack the tree. They're feeding right under the bark. Most of them are about the size of a grain of rice or smaller.
Okay.
Blackish in color, pretty nondescript looking unless you know what you're looking for. But they're attacking it by the thousands.
Bark beetles can fly up to 2 miles to find a tree to attack. Once they find one, they bore their way inside. If the beetle is successful, it releases pheromones that tell other beetles to come on over. Inside the tree, the beetles eat the inner layer of the bark.
And they'll girdle the tree, so no water and nutrients are moving up and down the tree anymore.
Smith can't tell me how many trees on Mount Diablo are infested with bark beetles, but he does say it's nothing compared to how many trees are dying in the southern Sierra Nevada, almost 80%. And right now, the dead trees are a major fire hazard.
They're around all these communities, so they're adding just a fuel load to the forest that they don't need. They're already having major fires down there. We don't need more fires, but if we can't get this wood out, that it's just going to sit there and be more fuel that can burn in more fires, more huge fires in the future.
That's where the state comes in. Last fall, Governor Brown issued an emergency proclamation urging city, regional, and state agencies to bypass environmental regulations to cut down trees, trees that have already burned, and also ones that are losing the bark beetle battle in danger of burning later. But right now, sawmills around the state are completely full, and there aren't enough bioenergy facilities to turn 66 million dead trees into fuel. So the state is looking to create new markets for dead California trees. And you don't have to look further than Lake County, 2 hours north of San Francisco, to see this happening. On Cobb Mountain in Lake County, the land still bears the scars from last fall's devastating valley fire. Most of the hills are still charred black. There are patches of green forest here and there where a sudden change of wind steered the flames in a different direction. But these green surviving trees may not be here for much longer, because in Lake County, bark beetles are killing most of what is left.
This is a new area right here that's, I'd say they've been in here probably at least 4 months.
Danny Prather is a fifth generation timber operator. Basically, that means he has a permit to cut down trees. This year, he says more than half the trees he's cutting down are ones that have already been infested by beetles.
That patch of orange right up there, a couple hundred yards, that I cut every tree in there last year that I thought was going to die. And even with that and removing the ones with active beetles still in it, they still come back and spread.
Today, he's cutting down, or felling, a few ponderosa pine trees to thin out the forest near his house. A sparser group of trees makes it harder for bark beetles to move from tree to tree. Prather says mills in California don't want to buy pine. It's not as valuable as redwood or cedar. And because the local mills are full, he, along with the rest of the state, has to find other markets for the wood. This tree and the dozens of others he'll fell this year will get put on a truck bed, transported to the port of Richmond, put on a boat, and shipped to China. Prather will make just enough money to break even.
They're paying more than our own mills, which I don't know how that can work out financially. But more importantly, it gets our dead wood out of the forest, which is a good thing.
Clearing trees that are already dead is good for preventing fires, but some experts think we shouldn't be so quick to cut the green ones down and ship them away. Here's UC Berkeley law professor Eric Bieber.
One of the concerns is that if people cut trees instead of letting the beetles kill the trees, in the long run, that may actually interfere with the ability of these forests and these pine species to adapt to a future of climate change.
Bieber co-authored a paper with environmental scientist Diana Six that suggested waiting to see what bark beetles could tell us about climate change and how trees could fight back.
So the argument would be that the trees that survive bark beetle infestations are likely to be adapted to better resist them. Those are the trees that will reproduce going forward. So you will, over time, the beetles select for the trees that are best able to resist them.
Basically, they want to let natural selection run its course. But he admits it's hard to sit by when beautiful green vistas around California are starting to fade away.
A lot of places and ecosystems that we are used to living in, and that we associate looking in a certain way and feeling in a certain way, will start changing. And we'll have these urges to do something about it. And it's not clear to me that we will be doing good things.
On the ride back down from Danny Prather's land on Cobb Mountain, I passed the Bog Demonstration State Forest. It used to be a recreation area that was also used for research. Now it's full of dead trees, 90% of them burned in the Valley Fire. For many here in Lake County, the view is a constant reminder of the huge loss the fire brought to this community. But some people see an opportunity. The forest could be a blank slate, a place to plant and test different trees that could resist future beetle attacks, and maybe find a way to manage the epidemic by planting trees instead of cutting them down. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.